Previously on Murphy Bay Magic. In deck, King of the Fomorians.
Like the name of the company buying up half of Murphy Bay?
Why do you have chains and a padlock, you old freak?
These are for my riding lawnmower.
Well, we can't kick her out very easily, but we can limit the area she can haunt.
You're gonna banish her to the basement?
I think the thing that attacked me is dead. And we need to go find the body before someone else does.
Ugh, Christ, fuck.
It's just a fucking bug.
She hates bugs. You know this.
We've been walking forever.
No, we haven't. It's been like... Oh, it's been an hour?
See? Forever.
Do you have any other clues you remember from last night that might help us find this thing's body?
It's big as hell. I feel like we would have run into it by now. When we saw it flying across the horizon before we boinked, that thing looked about 8 feet tall. And I saw it from a distance.
Hold on. You saw this thing flying across the sky, and then you had sex?
Keeks, what did you expect us to do about a giant bat creature at 8 o'clock in the evening? We didn't know there was anything to do.
Okay, yeah, fine. I guess that's fair.
Wait! Stop! I have an idea that will save us time and walking.
What's up?
One sec.
I swear to God, if we're left standing here because she just poofed back to the house and has no intention of coming back, I'm gonna kick her Hank Hill ass.
Taxi!
I figured he could help us find the creature. Keegan, why do you look mad at me?
I'm not mad at you.
You thought I was ditching y'all?
No.
Yes.
Whatever, I came back. If this Jaxi plan doesn't work, I will be ditching y'all.
Why? What could be more important than finding the body of the thing that attacked me?
The Mushroom Festival is tomorrow, Keegs. I have to do a bunch of mayoral shit and then help set up for tomorrow. This usually brings the city a lot of money, and even though hotels aren't full like previous years, I need the people who do come to the festival to spend a lot of money. After that, I also have to take a shift at MBM.
MBM? Men boinking men?
Murphy Bay Magic. That's what everyone's shortening it to.
Everyone.
Yes. Everyone.
Just me for now, but it's gonna catch on. I also have therapy later, and I didn't do any of my therapy homework, and I don't know if therapists take punitive measures with their clients,
I'm sorry. Let's see if Jaxi can find the body and you can bounce.
Oh, before I forget, while I'm at work today, can you make the fairies ask Esmeralda about the Fomorians? She was alive last time they were here, and I could use any information that homophobic Haunter can give me.
It's the least I could do for all the help this morning.
Great. Now, let's see if this little boy can help us. Okay, kiddo. We're gonna look for a dead body, okay? I feel like you asked me a question, and I simply don't know what it was. I really need to learn how to speak Hellhound, don't I? Anyway... We're looking for the body of a big bat creature. It died last night. Can you manage that?
Good boy.
I guess we follow him?
Yeah. He should have this all wrapped up in a jiffy. So what are you doing today, Sunshine?
Oh, I get to see a patient today.
Oh, did Aunt Ortola make an appointment?
I can't tell you that.
I told her she should call you. She mentioned that her stomach had been giving her trouble lately.
Well, I can't confirm that, but this patient is a living, breathing human being, and I'm gonna take care of them.
It's totally Orla.
It is.
Even if it is...
Which you can say.
Exactly. Even if it is, this person will be a living, breathing human who made an appointment to come and see me.
Well... I'm excited to hear as much as you can possibly tell me without it being a HIPAA violation when you get home later.
HIPAA.
Sure.
I think Jaxi found something.
That looks really fucking small.
Jaxi, stop! He's eating it!
Jaxi, you're gonna get sick! Cut it out!
This is a pile of dead raccoons. There's like 4 of them here. It's 4 dead raccoons.
Oh, no.
Why would they be in a pile?
Don't know. Don't have the time to care. I need to go to work.
Please, just help me a little longer. I swear I saw the thing in these woods.
I don't think she's coming back this time.
Oh, no shit!
Please, from what I understand, Mr. Stamets. I'm sorry, Dr. Stamets. From what I understand, the mushroom nerds think you're pretty cool. And if you could just... I know the turnout isn't what it usually is. Paul, the autistic mushroom nerds will crucify me if you cancel last minute.
Rita sat in her office at City Hall, handling last-minute chaos for tomorrow's mushroom festival. Tyler was supposed to be handling the map for organizing vendors, but at present, he was sipping a latte from the Bean Spot and perusing Grindr for any hot mushroom nerds visiting Murphy Bay for the festival.
No, I don't have a Star Trek character named after me. Neither do you... Oh? Anthony Rapp, the kid from Adventures in Babysitting? That is not a weird pool. No, it's not. No, it's not. Rent isn't a musical about landlords? That's why I never saw it. I thought it was like pro-landlord propaganda. That is not stupid, you little mushroom cuck. Listen here, you better come to Murphy Bay tomorrow like you said you would. Or I'm gonna come down there and... Hello? I don't think the king of the mushroom nerds is gonna come to the festival.
Rent is a musical about the AIDS pandemic.
What? Why would they call it Rent? Why would it be a musical? That feels inappropriate.
It makes sense once you see it.
Whatever, why aren't you working on the vendor map?
There are so few of them. It doesn't fucking matter.
Tyler, this isn't a restaurant where you can just tell them to pick whatever table they want. They have to know where to set up. How many vendors do we have?
85.
Whoa, that's really good.
Last year, it was 175.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Those 85 small business owners still need to know where to set up. You can search for tops on Grindr when you're done. Oh, I also need you to contact those reps from Indec for me. I'd like to have a meeting with them as soon as possible.
Cool. Are we gonna sell that property by your house for logging?
No, they're evil, not human, and I need to get them here to beat the truth out of them.
Uh-huh. And I can't exactly tell them that's the reason you want to meet with them.
Fine. Tell them Murphy Bay has a new mayor who wants to touch base with them and talk about future plans. Keep it vague. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I have to break my own personal rule and teleport back and forth between my jobs today.
And I'm supposed to just stay here and work all day?
Yeah. I'll be back. Don't think about ditching.
Cheese and crackers.
Ugh. What's up, Gert?
Don't do that.
I'm gonna call you Gert on account of the fact that I'm only still doing this job because of extortion.
I mean, don't teleport into the shop.
On most days, I would agree with you, but not today. I'm trying to bounce between here and City Hall. The Mushroom Festival is tomorrow. Now, I know what you're gonna say.
Rita, you need to stay here. You can't be working here in a City Hall. I can't.
I don't sound like that. Pop over to City Hall all you want.
Excuse me?
The town needs the tourism. I always sell a hell of a lot of herbs when the Mushroom Festival is happening. You can tidy up the shelves, vacuum, and check in the shipment of incense, and you can call it a day. I'll pay you for the whole 8-hour shift.
I don't... Huh?
What?
You're being reasonable with me.
Well, if the Mushroom Festival doesn't go well, my reasonable nature will come to a swift end.
How is it going to be my fault if this thing doesn't go well?
You're the reason people know about the supernatural.
Am not! I was having the worst IBS of my life in hell, eating dog treats and...
Riley!
Gertrude, you're looking lovely today.
Oh, I just tossed on a little rouge today is all.
Oh, the green in your jacket complements your eyes.
This whole thing, I made this years ago.
You claim you aren't a witch, but your sewing sure seems like magic.
What the fuck is happening? Are you two flirting?
Shut the hell up and get back to work.
Who the hell are you?
Rita, and you are?
Riley Murphy.
Oh, hi! You're Keegan's great uncle. I'm Sonny's Rita. He lives with us. Okay, so I'm holding my hand out like this in an attempt to shake yours.
I'm aware.
Sorry about her.
Not your fault.
What the fuck? I'm being polite.
I need 24 ounces of wood ash from a rowan tree, 16 ounces of graveyard dirt, 1 pound of mistletoe, 8 ounces of monk's hood, and 12 iron nails between 3 and 5 inches long. What the hell are you waiting for?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Get him what he needs.
Jesus Christ, I didn't realize the bitchy elderly human convention was the day before the Mushroom Festival.
Can I ask your advice on mending something, Gert?
Oh, she hates being called Gert.
No, I don't. You shut up and get him his things. Sorry about the girl.
The girl is a 66 million year old demigod.
Whoop-dee-doo!
I see why Keegan hates you.
But what do you need to mend, Riley?
Uh-oh, he's getting undressed, Gert. Can your heart take it?
If I could legally pay you less, I would.
I'm well aware.
I got these rips in my jacket about 1 month ago. It's my favorite jacket, so I haven't stopped wearing it. But it's gonna get chillier soon, and I don't think I need vents in my jacket this winter.
Uh-oh. Gracious. Are you okay? Those are some big rips.
Just got tangled up in some thorn bushes in the woods.
What were you doing in the woods?
Mind your business.
Well, if you can give me till tomorrow evening, would you like me to fix it for you? I believe I have some leather patches that might be a match in my basket of notions. I could get it fixed right up.
Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that.
You aren't asking me. I'm offering. Would you like to come pick it up tomorrow? Say my house at 4:30? I can work on it behind the counter tomorrow, and I should be done by the time we close. We could have dinner even?
Oh. That sounds good. As long as I'm home before dark.
Your night vision's as bad as mine.
Yes, that's my problem. Mm-hmm.
That'll be $136.52.
Just take my card.
Any foods you can't eat?
Have to go easy on the greens and cranberries on account of my blood thinners.
Good to know. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon, and your jacket will be good as new.
There you go. All set. Good luck with whatever magic shit you're up to. Oh, hey, we also have horny goat weed if you need a little boost for your date tomorrow.
Rita.
I have to go. I'll see you, Gert.
I'm surprised at you, Gertrude.
Why?
It's not a judgment, and I don't want you to take it as one. But I'm just surprised you're ready to look for love again. You just lost Clyde 6 months ago.
Ugh. I ain't looking for love.
Well, what was that then?
I'm looking to get my cooter serviced.
You know what? I respect that.
Of course you would.
Whoa, hold on. These rips in his jacket are huge.
Some thorn bush, huh?
No, something doesn't add up.
How so?
Look at these rips. They're pretty evenly spaced.
So?
This looks more like claw marks than a thorn bush.
Why do I care about this? Not like he got clawed in his Johnson.
Gert, I think he was attacked by the same thing that attacked my nephew, and given the massive haul of magical supplies that he just picked up, I think he knows what it is.
Oh. That's an awfully good observation for a reefer head like you.
Gee, thanks. He hates Keegan, and I don't think he'd be too forthcoming with questioning, given how he just lied about how this jacket got sliced.
Rowan Murphy is missing, and he still hasn't come forward about it. That kid might straight up be dead. You want to help me figure out what attacked Keegan and probably Rowan?
Sure. Rowan's always been a good customer, and Keegan seems like a good boy. How can I help?
I'm going to collect info on the supplies he just bought.
And what do I do?
You, Gertrude, you have the most important job of all. You're going to fuck the truth out of that old man.
See? This is why I can't allow you to quit.
Keegan, sweetheart, I need to get to work soon and I can't teleport. I need to get cleaned up and get to the clinic.
I'm sorry. I know. I need to find this dead thing.
Are you sure what you saw wasn't a dream? You said the stuff Orla gave you was supposed to aid in prophetic dreaming, too.
No, this wasn't a dream. Everything was crystal clear in a way that a dream couldn't be. I astral projected into this thing. I felt it die.
Oh my god.
I know, it sucked.
No, I'm sure it sucked, but you and I should really not go on supernatural adventures until we've had breakfast.
Why?
Because we've ignored the obvious solution to this.
And that is?
Kyle!
Oh my god, I'm a dumbass. Kyle!
Kyle, come help us.
Kyle! Get your gay ass over here!
Bonjour.
Where is the lizard, Beth?
She's got pinworms. Teleportation seems to give her the runs. She's on antiparasitics. Ricky is taking care of her.
We need your help real quick.
Shoot.
I astral projected into the body of a flying creature that was killed by some monster last night.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, anyway, I need help finding the body. It's around here somewhere.
Since you're death and all, we wondered if you could find this creature's body?
There's a lot of dead animals around here.
Oh no. Does that mean you aren't going to be able to do it?
Oh, not at all. I just say that because I think we're standing in a large predator's hunting ground. Some stuff is buried pretty shallow.
So we're in the right area?
Oh, definitely. How big was this thing?
Big was all I could sense.
It had bat-like wings, and my best guess, I saw it from a distance, is that it was between 9 and 15 feet tall.
Oh, easy. Over here. It's buried right here.
Are you gonna...
My darling daughter-in-law, if you think for a second I'm gonna dig up a dead thing, you're even crazier than my kid.
I guess I'm gonna have to shower before work.
You won't have time to dig it up with me. I'll just go back to the house and get a shovel and spend the day doing it myself.
We don't need shovels.
Why?
Vampire.
With one swift motion, Sunny punched her hand down into the earth all the way up to her elbow. As Sunny pulled, an ape-like figure, about 10 feet tall, began to emerge from the ground. Now freed from the earth, Keegan could see that Sunny had managed to grab this creature by one of its massive wings. The other wing was gone, presumably eaten by the thing that Keegan saw attack it last night.
There you go. Are you good if I head out?
Yeah, Aunt Sunny. Kyle can help me from here.
Oh, I never agree to that.
Mwah. Love you, kiddo. Hey. Good luck. I'll see you at the house later.
He asked me.
Love you too. So this is the thing that attacked me.
Oh my god, drama.
Yep, sliced me across the chest. 4 big gashes.
Sliced you with that?
What do you mean?
I mean, what did it slice you with? It doesn't have claws. It's a big monkey man with bat wings.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, what? I asked a good question.
I'm not Jesus fucking Christing you because it was bad. I'm Jesus fucking Christing you because you're right. This thing doesn't have the anatomy to have sliced me. This is a piece of the claw that Sunny pulled out of my wounds when she was sewing me up.
Yeah, this flying gorilla ain't got those. He's just got nasty fingernails.
But the thing that killed and ate them certainly had claws. It was too dark for me to really get a look at them, but... I'm so stupid. I astral projected so I could get a look at the thing that attacked me. I assumed I popped into the thing that did it. But instead,
You popped into the closest creature that could see it.
It was horrible, Kyle. What if the thing I'm turning into... What if I'm a monster? Like that thing that's buried a bunch of dead bodies around here. My cousin Rowan is missing. What if this thing has him buried around here too?
Oh no. Human boy, please don't cry.
I'm sorry.
What do I need to do? I want you to stop crying.
Can you poof me in this thing to the house? You poof this into the garage. I want to see if Aunt Sunny can use her autopsy skills to get us more info.
Really? That's what you want?
You said you wanted to help.
The thing's guts are coming out. It smells awful.
Your death.
Yeah, but I don't make people's guts come out. I'm just the embodiment of the moment their energy goes back into the universe. I have no hand in this nasty stuff.
I'll tell Rita you wouldn't help me.
Now hold on. Don't do that. She'll be really annoying about it. She's vindictive.
I know.
Fine. Okay.
What's wrong now?
I have to touch this thing to teleport.
God damn it. Just put a hand on us both and do it already.
Fine!
There it is!
You found it.
That's the thing you got in the garage!
Are you three fucking with me? That's clearly not the thing Kyle poofed into the garage.
Keegan sat on the couch, and the fairies flitted about right behind him. In his lap sat the book Creatures and Monsters of Murphy Bay. He perused the pages, keeping a sharp eye for any cryptids and monsters that bared the slightest resemblance to the creature he and his aunts found this morning.
That's the majestic thunderbird, who is not a cryptid, but a creature from indigenous folklore in the Pacific Northwest. Ours looks like a giant ape with wings. It's clearly not the same thing. Does this have a... Oh, hell yeah. It has an index in the back.
What are you looking for?
Seeing if any of the names in the back here scream giant monkey man.
Not a monkey.
Monkeys have prehensile tails!
You're stupid.
Would the three of you please stop with it? Holy shit.
What is it?
There is an entry for something called a bat squatch. There it is! There's our guy! That drawing's not half bad.
What's it say?
The bat squatch is a member of the wood ape family, much like the Sasquatch. See page 246. Bat squatches are nocturnal, between 9 and 12 feet long, and have a fairly docile temperament. They have not been known to attack humans unless provoked. If one sees a bat squatch, the safest thing to do is to remain as still as possible, as their vision is movement-based. Bat squatches are believed to give birth to their pups in caves. A mother bat squatch will often leave their nest early at sunset to make sure she has time to capture creatures like deer and wild turkeys for her young. Oh no. Sunny and Rita saw this thing at sunset. I think this might have been a mama bat squatch. Oh no! She probably has babies nearby. I bet they were expecting food.
So sad. R.I.P.
Does that mean we can eat the thing in the garage?
Excuse me?
I'm so glad you asked.
I was afraid to ask.
You're not gonna eat it, right?
No. I'm absolutely not gonna eat it. I thought fairies were supposed to be cute.
Like we said,
you are stupid.
There's a reason we are historically respected and feared.
You're not gonna touch the Bat Squatch. You hear me?
Fine.
What are we doing now?
You want to see what happens if we microwave the Hellhound?
No, you sick fuck. Don't you touch him either, you hear me?
Fine.
You're no fun.
We're gonna go to the basement, and you're gonna help me try to talk to Esmeralda.
No, she's such a bitch!
You are guests in this house, and you promised to help with both the ghost and the Fomorians. You've barely helped with either!
Can we have some candy after that?
Yeah, candy.
Fine. You'll get candy when we're done. Come on, let's go to the basement. Gotta grab the old druid staff in case the ghost tries anything.
Grab the old druid staff.
Sounds like a euphemism.
Keegan grabbed his wiener.
Y'all are giving me a fucking migraine. Oh, God, I hate it down here.
You feel Esmeralda's presence?
A ghostly discomfort?
A supernatural unease?
I mean, yeah, but we also got those big nasty centipedes down here.
Oh, God!
We try to love all of nature,
but even we hate those.
Same. It's just way too many legs, right?
And they're venomous.
Shut up. Really?
Yes, terrifying.
Imagine being our size.
Okay, we need to focus up. Do you see her?
Yeah. She's in the corner over there, staring at you.
Cool. Hate that.
Have you tried the hagstone
that you used to discover us?
No, I thought that was for seeing fey creatures.
We're on a fairy path.
That's what holds her here.
Maybe it will work.
You know what? It won't hurt to try. I've been keeping it in my pocket, just in case. Jesus Christ, I see her. Why didn't y'all tell me she was burnt to a crisp?
It was gross.
Didn't seem important.
Oh no, she's making eye contact with me. And she looks pissed.
Don't need the hagstone anymore!
Pretty sure she's visible to you now.
How dare you look upon me, boy?
Whatever, bitch! I need to ask you about the Fomorians.
Release me from this room. You've taken my home from me.
No, the Fomorians did that, from what the fairies told me. This is mine and my aunt's house.
Oh shit. Oh fuck. Keegan, watch out.
Oh God.
Fizzy.
I'll end all of you.
I don't fucking think so. I'm a witch, lady. I'm a witch, and the ley line that's keeping you here makes me way more powerful than I'd be anywhere else. You see how my staff started glowing? I'm gearing up to make the space you inhabit even smaller than the basement. How do you like to be stuck in a 2x2 square over there?
You couldn't.
I absolutely could. You cut this shit out. Let me check on Fizzy and answer my questions, or else I create a coffin-shaped area of this basement for you to be stuck in for eternity. If you're nice, I might let you have a little more room. Maybe you could have the basement and the laundry room. Maybe some space in the attic, even.
Fine. Please, do not relegate me to a ghostly coffin.
Oh. Now that you're cooperating, I won't have to.
I didn't know you could trap her like that.
I can't, but she doesn't need to know that. Bob, how is Fizzy?
She's alive, but she needs a bowl of heavy cream and some sugar cubes, stat!
We have canned coconut milk and granulated sugar in the pantry. Will that work?
It'll have to do. Come on, Izzy. I need your help bringing this stuff down here.
Bring the can opener and I'll open the coconut milk for you.
Thank you, brave Keegan.
All right, Esmeralda. Let's have a chat. You were here when the Fomorians rose last.
That's when all the Irish showed up.
Don't love the stink you put on the word Irish there. But yeah... Wait, you died in 1851. This area wasn't called Murphy Bay back then. God, what was it called?
Fort Carrigan, established by the Carrigan Pacific Fur Company.
I'm Esmeralda Kerrigan.
Oh, you're rich. That actually explains a lot of your behavior. You think the afterlife would have changed your attitude a little, huh?
The Irish brought the monsters here.
Stop saying Irish like that. Jesus! You mean the Murphy family?
When the Murphy clan arrived in Fort Carrigan, they appeared en masse, like a plague of locusts. Shortly thereafter, the earthquakes began. Shortly after that, a one-eyed demon from the sea was set loose upon our settlement. From his evil eye, he rained fire down upon Fort Carrigan.
And Murphy Bay was built on top of that. I know we didn't bring the Fomorians here, though. Historically, in our mythology, they're like demons. They're the embodiment of chaos and evil.
If your kind didn't bring the monsters here, why are they the only people who survived?
Only Murphy survived the Fomorian attack?
And when they come once more, anyone who is not of your clan will die. Those supernatural sodomite Tesses you live with won't be spared either, no matter how powerful they believe themselves to be.
Sodomite Tesses? Girl, it's the 21st century. Just say sapphic.
If you love those sapphic sexual inverts, you'll make them leave Murphy Bay and never come back. Now, since I've cooperated so thoroughly, how do we go about expanding the space within the house I can inhabit?
We don't. Come on, Fizzy. Let's get you some coconut milk.
No. No! You fucking Murphy scum! You hard little puff! I'll kill you! Please! There are so many centipedes down here! No, that's a straight stitch. You need to use a whip stitch for the patch.
I'm doing my best.
After Gertrude made Rita teleport to her house to grab mending supplies for Riley's jacket, Gertrude quickly discovered that she was having a bad hand day. This is how she described the days where the tremor from her multisystem atrophy was too intense to do anything requiring fine motor skills. She attempted to direct Rita as she sewed a leather patch onto the holes in the jacket.
Gert, I'm doing my best. Why did you agree to have this finished by tomorrow if you're having a bad hand day?
Don't call me that. I was thinking with my cock trap, I'm sorry.
Cock trap is a good one. I'm filing that away for later. I need to try to hurry. I've got to work on shit for the festival. How goes the search on what he bought?
Oh, well, according to this Celtic herbalism book, the iron nails can be used for...
Oh, sorry, Gertrude, one sec. Hey, Tyler. How is someone from Indec there already? I know I said ASAP, but I didn't expect it to be today. Her name is Olga. Got it. No, I'll be over. If anything, her arriving this fast tells me she's probably supernatural. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be popping out of my office in a little bit to see her. Thanks, Tyler. Gertrude, I hate to do this to you.
Go take care of what you gotta. My property taxes went up 20% because of those Indec hooligans. You come back and finish your duties for the day and help me with this jacket, though.
Will do, Gert. Okay. Mare mode. You got this. Hello. Are you from Indec?
Hi, yes. I'm Olga. You must be Mayor Simmons.
It's Menendez Simmons.
Oh, I basically got it.
You basically missed half of it. Please, come into my office, Ogre.
It's Olga.
I basically got it. Please, have a seat.
I'm so glad you wanted to touch base. We really loved working with Mayor Hanar, and I am just... Oh my goodness, you're pointing a sawed-off shotgun at me.
It's magical, too. I don't know how to kill a Fomorian, but I'm guessing Cabroncita here would at least slow you down a little bit.
My goodness, you're not like Mayor Hanar at all, are you? She didn't even question what we were.
So, are you Indec himself? He's the king of the Fomorians, right?
Unfortunately, my king has not yet been released from his earthly prison. We nearly have enough of the bay in our possession to release him, though.
And what's your name?
Bogna. I work in service to my king. I'm one of his agents in this plane of existence.
I would love to let you go so you could send a message to the rest of the Fomorians, but I get the sense you aren't the run back to your daddy type.
If you let me go, I'm going to kill everyone I can on my way out of City Hall, and their blood will be on your hands.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Bogna. You probably won't tell me much either, will you?
No. I'm going to overpower you. I don't quite know what you are, but I'll find out. I'll rip you open at the ribcage and take a peek at your...
Well, looks like Gabroncita works on Fomorians. I was not about to listen to an evil monologue. Ah, Jesus, her brains are all over the office. I should have put down a tarp.
What the fuck was... Oh my god.
Close the fucking door, Tyler.
You exploded her head because she got your last name half wrong? Where did that gun come from?
First, it's a magic gun. Second, I keep it under my desk during the workday just in case. Third, I exploded her head in part because she threatened to murder you on the way out.
Ugh. Thanks, I guess.
You're welcome. Now, we need to get this office cleaned up. I have to do more work here and at Murphy Bay Magic, and then... Oh, shit. I have therapy in a little while.
Are you asking me to hide a body?
I think I am.
I can't physically do that on my own.
Okay. If I can make the body disappear, can you clean the rest of the office up?
Yeah, not a problem.
You're certainly being a lot more helpful than usual.
You killed a thing that was going to murder me, and now I actually respect you.
Oh, dope. Okay. I'm going to take care of the body. How goes the prep for the festival tomorrow?
It's going fine. I'll handle it, don't worry.
What does that mean?
Trust me, okay?
You've given me no reason to trust you. You've given me several reasons not to trust you.
Give me a chance right now. Make this body disappear, get your work done at the magic shop, and I'll get this cleaned up. I'll take care of final arrangements for the festival tomorrow, too. Go.
Okay. Don't fuck this up.
I won't, bitch.
Rita teleported herself and the body into her garage. This is where she was going to keep Bagna's body until she had the chance to bury it. What Rita didn't expect was to find Keegan, Jaxie, the fairies, and a giant bat creature corpse in her garage.
Jesus Christ, Rita.
What is that?
Bat squash.
That's what attacked you?
No. Whatever killed the bat squash attacked me. Why the hell did you poof in here with a headless body?
That's a Fomorian. You did it.
You killed one of them fuckers!
Fizzy, what's up with you?
Esmeralda threw a box at me. I have to wait for the coconut milk to really kick in.
I don't know what that means, but I don't really have time to let you elaborate. Keeks, I was going to hide this body here, but I didn't know that we were already hiding a body here.
This isn't here permanently. Aunt Sunny is going to come investigate the body for clues when she's home from work in a little while. And then I'm going to return it to the woods.
Where in the woods?
Jaxie is here to smell this body and help me find where her babies are sleeping during the day.
Oh my god, she had babies.
I think she was killed while she was gathering food for her babies. My plan is to return her body so the babies can understand she's gone. It sucks, but if bat squatches work like other animals, I think it's important they see her.
Wait, what do bat squatches eat?
From what I read in the Critters book, they're carnivores. They tend to eat mammals like deer.
Do you think a bunch of bat squatch babies could eat a headless Fomorian?
Oh shit, that's a good idea.
Jaxie? Do you have the scent of the bat squatch locked away in your little snoot? Can you help me teleport Keegan, the fairies, and this headless body to a place in the woods that smells kind of like this creature? I think it has babies out there.
I think that's Hellhound for hell yeah.
I think you're right. Okay, Jaxie, you teleport Keegan, and I'll take this body, okay? Good boy!
Look, there's a cave over there.
Bat squatches like caves?
The book said they tend to give birth in caves.
All right, well, I don't really have time to hang around. Let's get this body to the cave.
We will become invisible.
Investigate the cave.
We can see if the babies are in there.
That would be uncharacteristically helpful of you.
They've really been pulling through today.
Oh, Keegs. Your Uncle Riley came in today, and it's a long story I'll give you the details of later, but I think he got attacked by the same thing that got you. His jacket got shredded with similar claw marks. He bought a bunch of stuff at MBM, and Gertrude is seeing what the ingredients are intended for.
Oh my god. That's probably what made Rowan disappear, and he's been hiding it from the family.
I know. Gertrude is going to be a sexual spy for us tomorrow and see what else he knows. I think we should tread carefully with him.
Can you text me the list of what he bought at the shop?
I'll try. I'll have to book it to therapy after this.
I guess we just leave the body here if the babies are in there.
The babies are in there!
We counted 8.
They smell the body!
They seem hungry.
They're staring out at us right now.
Do we know if they're, like, allergic to daylight or something? Like fictional vampires?
We do not, and we should get moving. They don't attack humans unless provoked. But I think 8 anxious babies without their mom might lash out in fear.
Good point. Let's get you back home and me to therapy.
Bone apple teeth, baby squanches. Please eat the evidence.
Rita, let's talk about the therapy homework you didn't get done.
What's my punishment?
What? This is therapy, not Catholic school. I don't punish people.
Oh, thank God. I was worried that having a therapist who's a witch would mean that you'd turn me into a frog or something.
No, Rita. You didn't ignore all of the therapy homework. Not only did you help Teresa, but you helped Viv, too. You and Viv are even friends now. You're also incredibly busy. So I understand why you didn't have time to do much else.
Oh, good.
You're going to text Becca right now, though.
What?
I don't think you'll do that without me here.
I mean, okay. But what would I even say? I don't think I can handle going to that grief circle.
And I said you don't have to, remember? What if you invited her to the Bean Spot for coffee? She could talk about her daughters, and you could talk about Dawn.
Do you think she would want to do that?
I can't be sure, but a lot of the time, people who are grieving don't get asked about the people they've lost. We tend to avoid bringing up the dead.
And what if I've been avoiding talking about the dead?
Then I think that's all the more reason you should have a space where your only purpose is to listen to the loss of another and share about Dawn.
I don't want to cry at the Bean Spot.
Mm-hmm. Then ask her to take the coffee to go. You could sit in the park, you could go for a walk.
Okay. Hey, Becca. I don't think I'm up for the grief circle, but would you want to get coffee and talk? Is that good? Does that sound okay?
I think that sounds great.
Okay, it's done.
Now, I know we don't have long left in this session, but you're my last client of the day. In exchange for teleporting me home so I don't get attacked by something like Keegan, would you want to stay a little late and plan the funeral for Dawn with me?
Right now?
Yep. You have ADHD, and I think you need the external accountability.
Oh, did I put the suspected ADHD on my intake paperwork?
No. I could tell on account of how you are as a person.
That's fair.
It's gonna be hard, but we can do it. Food is a really good place to start for remembrances. What do you think Dawn would want to eat and drink?
Nothing funeral appropriate. This chocolate cereal with a koala on the box. Plantains. way too much coffee and sparkling water. She was autistic. Those are some of her same foods and drinks.
I think that's more than appropriate for Dawn's funeral, if that's what she loved. Let's talk some kind of ritual.
Across town, Sunny had finished her autopsy of the Bat Squatch mother. After enlisting Kyle to help teleport the body back to the Bat Squatch cave, Sunny was thoroughly washing her hands in the kitchen sink.
So did you learn anything?
Well, this isn't what attacked you, but you'd already figured that out. Apart from that, the predation on the body shows teeth marks from something carnivorous, with large canines. My best guess is that the canine teeth were around 2 inches long.
Jesus.
Yeah. The more I looked, the more grateful I am it just scratched you. I don't have much hope for Rowan now, though. Kyle helped me get the mama's body back to her babies. I hope they're going to be okay.
Me too. I think I'm going to make a habit of checking on them during the day.
I think the most productive part of the autopsy was what I found under her nails. Check the baggie on the counter.
It's fur. And it doesn't look like the Bat Squatches.
Whatever attacked you has wiry gray fur.
And 2-inch canines.
And it's carnivorous, given the hunting ground that we found.
Hopefully we get more answers tomorrow night, since Rita's gonna have Gertrude fuck the secrets out of Uncle Riley tomorrow after the Mushroom Festival.
I'm sorry. She what?
Have you not looked at the family group chat?
Before I get to thanking our Patreon supporters, I would like to make you aware of a mutual aid opportunity. If you go to the Bellana Arts merch hub, which the link for that is in the show details, you will find a sticker that says Fuck Ice. This Fuck Ice sticker was designed by Violet, and 100% of the proceeds of that sticker go towards mutual aid here in Minneapolis. All of the proceeds from that sticker we've been donating so far to Community Aid Network Minnesota, which is a long-standing mutual aid organization that is very well organized and gets supplies to the people who need it. Though they have officially, so they say, ended Operation Metro Surge here in Minneapolis, there is still an enormous ice presence. They have gotten sneakier. There are still people who, since December, have not really been able to leave their homes safely, have had to have everything delivered. People are late on their mortgages. People are late on their rent. People are having a really hard time because of how much everything in this city has been disrupted. And anything we can do to help our neighbors is good. So 100% of the proceeds of these Fuck Ice stickers will be going to Community Aid Network Minnesota. I have been posting when we donate on my Instagram and the Mixnomer Instagram. We got a couple more orders since I last talked about the sticker on Info Dumpies. And yeah, more people buying stickers helps, and we will be making another donation here in the near future. But if you want to go get that, you can go to the merch hub and pick up your Fuck Ice sticker. And now I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, like Patch, Harlene, Bethany, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Janice Weston, Anarchista, Bethany, Percy, Nanya B, Kate Michigoose, K Genius, Chibs1012, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus, Lucy, Helen Clifford, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, and Fintago. Now, if you want to help us out, you can tell other people about the show. We grow entirely by word of mouth, and the only reason that Murphy Bay Magic was able to happen was because so many of y'all told people about today's lucky winner. So if you want to tell more people about the show, maybe you have a friend you wanted to get into today's lucky winner, but 100 episodes of a show is really a tall order. This is a new starting point. Have them hop on board here. Are you in a subreddit or a Discord server who'd like to hear about Murphy Bay Magic? Just post about the show. Talk about what you like about it. We grow entirely by word of mouth, and I y'all have kicked ass at this for the, you know, 5.5 years I've been doing this, and I appreciate you. So if you could tell more people about the shows, please do. If you want to help us even further, you can like the show and subscribe on your podcatcher of choice, whatever interactions that the podcatcher supports for how to interact with our show. The more you can do that, the more we get pushed in their algorithm. So if it gives you an option to leave a nice rating or a nice review or to leave a comment, all of those things help us get more action. All of those things also help us look more current to more people who are browsing to show for shows, which means they're more likely to listen. And that is a concrete way you can really help us get more listenership, which is the entire reason I've been able to devote more of my time to podcasting. If you're in a place to help us out monetarily, you will also find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon page in the show details. That is benefits for today's lucky winner, and for Murphy Bay Magic, and for Info Dumpies, and for our upcoming show Rampage Ministry. You will get all of the stuff that comes along with our shows. It's your one-stop shop to support all of the stuff that us weirdos here at Mixnomer are doing, and tiers start at just $1. If you'd like to hang out with us, you can also find a link to our Discord server in the show details. It's so much fun. We had craft night last night. I had such a shit week, and the support I got when I had such a shit week was so lovely. People telling me they're proud of me. I say this every time, but they're the sweetest people in this Discord server, and I am so proud of the caliber of absolute sweetheart that the shows that we make attract, and that's one thing I'm probably most proud of for what we make. So if you want to come hang out with some grade A certified sweet angels, go find the link to our Discord server and hop on in. But that's all I've got for you this time, my friends. Until next time, try not to die.